Welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, and also known as the Word is the Way to Life broadcast. Wow, it's so exciting. We're all the way up to Psalm 59. We're doing a journey through the Psalms from Psalm 51 to 100. Now, Psalm 59, the direction for the choir director says, this is a Psalm of David. Regarding the time Saul sent soldiers to watch David's house in order to kill him. Isn't that nice? To be sung to the tune, Do Not Destroy. And you can find that in 1 Samuel 19, verse 11. But Psalm 59, a little long, so bear with me. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Rescue me from my enemies, O God. Protect me from those who have come to destroy me. Rescue me from these criminals. Save me from these murderers. They have set an ambush for me. Fierce enemies are out there waiting, though I have not done them no wrong, O Lord. Despite my innocence, they prepare to kill me. Rise up and help me. Look on my plight. O Lord, God Almighty, the God of Israel, rise up to punish hostile nations. Show no mercy to the wicked traitors. They come at night, snarling like vicious dogs as they prowl the streets. Listen to the filth that comes from their mouth, the piercing swords that fly from their lips. Who can hurt us? They sneer. But, Lord, you laugh at them. You scoff at all the hostile nations. You are my strength, and I wait for you to rescue me. For you, O God, are my place of safety, and in his unfailing love my God will come and help me. He will let me look down in triumph on all my enemies. Don't kill them, for my people soon forget such lessons. Stagger them with your power and bring them to their knees, O Lord, our shield. Because of the sinful things they say, because of the evil that is on their lips, let them be captured by their pride, their curses, and their lies. Destroy them in your anger. Wipe them out completely. Then the whole world will know that God reigns in Israel. My enemies come out at night, snarling like vicious dogs as they prowl the streets. They scavenge for food, but go to sleep unsatisfied. But for me, I will sing about your power. I will shout with joy each morning because of your unfailing love. For you have been my refuge, a place of safety in the day of distress. Oh, my strength, to you I sing praises, for you, O God, are my refuge, the God who shows me unfailing love. Well, may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word in Psalm 59. Now, I want to recall Samuel chapter 19. I think this is the first time that David had to flee from Saul, consumed with jealousy, because Saul decided to kill him. He sent men to David's house to watch it and to kill him in the morning. However, I love the however, Michal, David's wife and Saul's daughter, helped David escape by letting him down through a window. In this psalm, David remembers this event and how God has rescued him. Now, Psalm 59 also tells us something about David's enemies and something about David's God. David speaks about two kinds of enemies. First, he cries out about fierce men who conspire against him, and then they are sent by Saul to kill David, whom Saul sees as a threat to his throne. And then second, David implores God to punish all the nations who are snarling like dogs. Though two separate groups of people, they are connected in their desire to kill David. And the opposing God's anointed king, both Saul and the nations, are united in opposing God. Well, as such, Saul's supporters and the surrounding nations will face God's judgment. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, the Apostle Paul tells us that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the evil spirit powers. Now, we all know about putting on the whole armor of God in Ephesians 6, but Paul also knew that his enemies were real, such as false teachers and those who persecuted him. But Paul also knew that behind them, working through them, were the powers of this dark world and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Wow, do they really exist? Yeah, they do. And like David and Paul, they prayed for deliverance from both of these enemies. Now, Psalm 59 also teaches about David's God. As David goes through various trials, he continually relies on God's steadfast love. He sings. You know, these psalms are meant to be sung. Now, I'm not going to sing them, but, you know, I like to sing. And it's pretty cool to know that David was singing these. He sings, "In the morning I will sing of your love," because David knew that God's love for him was expressed most wonderfully, and that he would exalt him and make him ruler over his people Israel. Even under the threat of death, David relies on God's loving commitment to keep him this promise. But David also wrote this song to be sung by all of Israel, and Israel could rely on God's steadfast love. And God would keep his promise to make them a great nation that would bring blessings to all the world. Now, we as Christians too, don't we? We live every day relying on the Lord's steadfast love. And as we face our enemies, both personal and spiritual, we rely on that same loving God who keeps his promises to us. Now, I'm sure there was moments when David wondered whether he'd survive or not. Are you really out there, God? And we too sometimes wonder whether we can keep going as a faithful disciple from time to time. But, you know, I like the buts and the ifs. But like David, we can share the same confidence in the Lord. As verse 16 in Psalm 59 says, "I will sing of your strength in the morning, and I will sing of your love." Well, Ephesians 6, Paul writes of the devil's schemes. So what do you think are some of the devil's schemes that maybe are intended to undermine our trust in God and even personally your trust? Well, I think, why does God destruction of his people and enemy? Does he do that? Does he really cause everyone to know that God rules over Jacob? Verse 13, "And how will God's final judgment on his enemies cause people to know that he rules over his church?" Well, you know, we talk an awful lot about mercy. In verses 16 through 17, many people think of God as being an angry and judgmental God, pointing his disapproving finger at our sins and failures. But in reality, God is both holy and merciful in his holiness. And he calls us to moral and virtuous living. In his mercy, he is willing to forgive us. Praise be to God, and he loves us even more when we fail. So the psalmist is rejoicing that he can rely upon God's mercy, which becomes a protection against the destructive forces of evil. So how can you rely on God's mercy? This year, July the 20th, 2025? Or even next week or for the rest of your life? Call upon the Lord thy God, and he will give you peace. Well, it's a wonderful thing to look at the Psalms and to go through all the stuff. Now, we know that we ask the Holy Spirit to give us protection over evil things. And so we know that we have that. And David recognized that in his life, that he knew that he could call upon the Lord thy God for mercy. Wow, isn't that a wonderful thing to know that the stories in the Bible are meant for us so that we can learn about God's mercy, how they went through things? I think of Job. Yeah, take Job. You know, all the things that he went through. You know, and then finally, when it was all over, God restored in his mercy. Well, we know that David eventually became king of Israel. So it's a wonderful thing. The promises of God. There's a whole little book about the promises of God. And take time to recognize and accept and trust the promises. Well, that's what we do here at the end of this segment. We trust God. that we lift up people in prayer that ask for prayer, and we put it in the website, and that little thing there, you can click on the slides and you can see the ones that we know about. But you can also pray for intercession, not only for yourself, but for other people. But you can do it yourself. You don't need a preacher. I mean, I'm glad that I'm here, and I would certainly pray with you and for you. But, you know, you can say, Daddy, I need to talk to you. And that's what Jesus did when he taught the disciples the prayer that we close this segment with. We commonly know it as the Lord's Prayer, but it's truly the disciples' prayer, because Jesus was teaching the disciples how to pray. As we pray the prayer that he taught, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. In the King James Version, that's what it says, deliver us from the evil one. And we know who the evil one is, don't we? Have a blessed day in Jesus' name.